ADE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump critical on social media of Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Clearly, this doesn't bode well for the Trump-Putin relationship, with which President Trump has said for years is so incredibly good, that he understands Putin, that only President Trump can broker a peace deal between Putin and Ukraine.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. Israel says recent strikes have killed Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar.
One of the masterminds of October 7th, those terror attacks back in 2023. He's also has risen through the ranks, through the military wing, and has been a commander over many, many years.
CBS's Ramey Innocencio. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green signing a bill imposing a 3% tax on hotel rooms and vacation rentals to raise money to combat climate change.
If we don't do proper destination management, if we don't keep our beaches properly tended to, if we don't make sure the parks are perfect, people will stop coming.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Work on a new bill to help victims of crimes and disasters is underway at the state capitol. Lisa Hale has the story.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has an announcement. Brittany Merlot tells us more about the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year.
This year, the agency is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, and 5 of them are listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on and the only food the caterpillars eat. And if you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website.
The Village of Port Edwards is asking residents to weigh in with their thoughts about local transportation needs and safety. The Village Board would like to hear from families and caregivers on the safety of routes that children take to school. This will help direct resources for future improvements to walking and biking paths, crosswalks, and traffic patterns near schools. You can find the link for the survey on the Village of Port Edwards Facebook page. It will be available until June 8th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox, Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today, with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ready to go.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you. The billionaire hoarding plague. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Jeremy, I'm hearing myself in my IFB. There you go. Thank you. The billionaire hoarding plague, how America's richest became its biggest threat. Also, am I getting this right? You're allowed to break the law only if you are loyal to Donald Trump or give him a lot of money? It's sure looking that way. And Russia is now openly mocking Trump. Is he still so afraid of Putin that he's just going to pretend it's not happening or you know, bow down and kiss Putin's ass again? I don't know. We'll see. How's this going to play out? In the second hour of our program, is America facing a new second dark age? Will the rest of the world go along with us if we are? Also, will Democrats pick seniority or a shakeup? The death of Jerry Connolly is leading to an election that is going to determine who's going to replace him on one of the most powerful House committees. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. And if you're being warned not to travel to Venezuela, why are we sending prisoners there? We'll talk about all that in the second hour of the program. Also, in the third hour of our program, looks like there's a small but shocking likelihood that will hit the 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures before 2030. That's 5 years from now. And we'll go into the details of what happens when we cross that threshold. It's getting wild out there. But I want to start the program with my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, The Billionaire Hoarding Plague, How America's Richest Became Its Biggest Threat. And you know, this happens every couple of generations in the United States. It happened when in the period from the 1820s to the 1860s, you had this rise of fabulously rich oligarchs in the South, in the Old South. And they basically seized all the wealth of the South, and they weren't satisfied with that. They obsessed on being rich, and they wanted to take the rest of America. They were looking at all the banking in New York and everything else. And yeah, so thus the Confederacy tried to conquer the rest of the United States in the 1860s. They lost. We beat them back. We took the country back. Then again, it happened with the robber barons in the 1890s through the 1920s. We had, you know, a group of fabulously rich people who tried to reach out and take control of government. They crashed the economy in 1929, led to the Republican Great Depression, and FDR put the government and the country back together. And in the process, he also took a bite out of the backsides of the morbidly rich. I mean, he raised top income tax rates to 90% and strengthened the estate tax. And now it's happening again. It started in the 1980s under the Reagan Revolution, as part of the Reagan Revolution, changing our tax code so the billionaires don't have to pay taxes, cutting back on estate taxes and things like that, making the rich fabulously richer, which has led to the poor being very much poorer. And, you know, here we are. So why is this happening? Is the question, you know, many people ask. And obviously it's happening in large part because right-wing billionaires are pouring literally billions of dollars. It was over $2 billion in the 2024 election from just 100 right-wing billionaire families. They're pouring billions of dollars into our elections. Why? Why would they do that? Why don't they just run their damn businesses? Well, it turns out that they're, you know, I mean, why would they be making changes in America that are going to, that are, in fact, not just going to, but actually are in real time, causing people around the world to die, causing people in America to die, causing people in America to lose their health care, cutting back on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security? Why would they do this stuff? There's an amazing book. It's by Randy Frost and Gail Steckety, and it's titled Stuff, Compulsive Hoarding and the Meaning of Things. And what they point out in this book is that between 2 and 5% of the population has this thing called hoarding syndrome. Now, there's a debate in psychological circles about whether this is a subset of obsessive compulsive disorder or whether it's the result of bad impulse control. OCD is moving away from pain. It's doing things to avoid pain. Bad impulse control is doing things to try to seize pleasure. So there's this big debate in psychology about, you know, which of these two buckets does hoarding syndrome fall into? And it's not resolved. But what we do know is that hoarding syndrome is in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. And it does, you know, recognize a recognized mental illness. And, you know, one where people literally fill their houses with old newspapers, rubber bands, old, you know, tin can. I mean, just everything. They just never throw anything away because you never know when you might need it. It's kind of the hoarder's siren song, you know, their mantra. And, you know, that's tough enough. People afflicted with a hoarding syndrome are generally tortured by their obsession. They're socially embarrassed. They never invite people over to their homes. They remove themselves from all but the most essential social situations. They're functionally invisible. I mean, we don't talk much about hoarding syndrome, even though it affects a lot of Americans. I mean, you know, the 3 to 5%, that's like, you know, 10, 15 million Americans. So why is this relevant? Well, normally, with normal people with hoarding syndrome, they just pack their houses full of stuff. But when really rich people are afflicted with hoarding syndrome, and again, there's a debate about whether this is nature or nurture. Are you born this way? Do you grow up this way? Does becoming rich cause you to catch, essentially, or develop hoarding syndrome? But this is what it appears. It appears that, you know, like Scrooge McDuck in the old Disney comics, that there is a small number of very rich people, apparently just a few hundred out of 1,000 or so, 1,800 billionaires I think we have in America, that there is a small portion of them who are so obsessive about their money that literally nothing else matters to them. And one of the ways that they have decided to increase the money that they have is by seizing control of government so that they can get their own taxes reduced, so that they can get regulations that make their companies less profitable but protect people done away with, and so that, you know, they can do away with things like unions and, you know, anything basically that's going to prevent them from getting richer and richer and richer. And they've been aided in this by corrupt Republican Supreme Court justices. Five Republican Supreme Court justices in 1978 ruled in the Bilotti decision that money is speech and corporations are persons. Then five different corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court, you know, three generations later, Citizens United case, double down on that and created these things called super PACs, which are basically bribery instruments for politicians. And so here we are. I mean, you know, Michael Parenti has some comments on this that are, I think, particularly prescient. Jeremy, do you know how to play audio out of my computer? You can do that? Set it up and let me know when you're ready. Michael Parenti, and I just want to play this clip for you. It's really quite remarkable. Are we all set? Okay, why is this? Oh, it's muted. Let me start.
Absolutely ruthless. Here we go.
You don't understand. You're dealing with people who are insatiable. You're dealing with people who are absolutely ruthless. We are dealing with addicts. It's not true that coke or heroin is the worst addiction in America, or cigarettes, or alcohol. The worst addiction, the most crippling, the most damaging addiction is wealth. These people are just out of control. They just want more and more and more. And they're not unlike the ruling classes of all history. If the ruling classes of all history have ever wanted anything, there's only one thing they've ever wanted, and that's everything. They want all the lands, all the choice crops, all the herds, all the rich mineral deposits. They want control of all the labor, all the markets. They want all the civilities and comforts and luxuries of civil society while paying none of the costs. They want everything. And then when they got everything, they want still more. They want gold chalices to drink out of. They want $1,000 bills to light their cigars. They want, of course, the ruling class has learned since the days of the robber baron, they're not as crass and crude about it. But they are just as ruthless in their dedication to this accumulation.
There you go. Yeah, that's, you know, he's a political science a scientist, Michael Peretti, author of 20-some-odd books. He knows what he's talking about. And that's what's going on. So how do we deal with this? Well, you know, what the way that we dealt with this in the era of Franklin Roosevelt was by calling him out. Right. These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain about is that we seek to overthrow their influence, their power. And our commitment to American democracy requires the overthrow of this kind of power, said Franklin Roosevelt back in Philadelphia in August of 1936. So this is where we're at. It's up to us to wake people up to the fact that a definable mental illness that has infected a small number of very obscenely rich people in America has crippled our country. And this is why we have so many people. We have 60% of us now living on the edge of poverty. We have, $1.5 trillion in student debt. We have a couple of $1 trillion in medical debt. These things just don't exist in other countries where the rich haven't taken over. We got to tell people about this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Let them know that there is a mental illness afoot that is driving policy in the United States. Let's say you. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Support.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, although my favorite are the sleep gummies. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. And to get 25% off your entire purchase, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Counting every dime as we're scraping by on nickels, just trying to survive. They're stacking up their billions every single day, while the schools and roads we're driving on are crumbling away. From the Dust Bowl days to the factory floors, we've fought these kings before. Now they're back again in tailored suits and ties, obsessed with voting power till the planet dies. Claim what freedom means. It's the billionaire hoarding plague. We won't let them drag us to
their sickness. They can't see around the bend. They rig the game in secret. They buy the judge's gavel while families lose their homes and the rails begin to rattle.
Past the hour. Speaking of billionaires, a billionaire president has been apparently giving out pardons to anybody who gives him enough money or sucks up to him enough. He's got this guy, Ed Martin, who was going to be the U.S. attorney for D.C., couldn't get through a Senate confirmation hearing because he's such a whack job. He is now in charge. He's now the pardon attorney for Trump. And he's cranking up all these pardons, including now they're looking at Stuart Rhodes, former leader of the Oath Keepers. He was convicted of seditious conspiracy, sentenced to 18 years in prison. His kid went on television and said, please keep him for the 18 years. We're all terrified of him, or words to that effect. Barry Croft and Adam Fox are two of the men who were convicted of trying to kidnap and murder Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the summer of 2020. Ed Martin wants to revisit that. He was on a right-wing podcast recently, and he said that we can't leave Croft and Fox behind. Yeah, victims. He's also, Bill Kristol's writing for The Bulwark about Trump pardoning a far-right Virginia sheriff. The guy had accepted $75,000 in bribes. There were two FBI undercover agents who busted him. He was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. And Trump just pardoned him. I mean, you know, the message is, you know, as Bill Kristol says, under Trump's pardon regime, law enforcement officers can become Trump enforcement officers. Trump's sheriffs and wannabe sheriffs will increasingly believe that they can act with immunity. MAGA vigilantism over the next 4 years will be supercharged. And now he wants to apparently pardon Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted. But, you know, actually originally prosecuted by Trump himself, by a federal grand jury while Trump was president. This is crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And there's Paul Walczak, whose mother gave Donald Trump $1 million, and then he gets a pardon. Bribe-a-roni? Is that, you know, what's going on here?
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A bill requiring child sexual abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin schools was approved by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families last week. Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dietrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl on his bus. Dietrich said it's critical to teach kids safety at an appropriate age and called the bill the start of something very positive. The bill requires school boards to provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what the program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students.
If you are a landowner or forester and you're interested in attracting more birds to your area, there's an upcoming webinar you'll want to check out. The Wisconsin Center for Wildlife is holding Forestry for Birds events in June. They have a webinar on Friday, June 6th, followed by 3 Saturday field days, including one in Portage County. You can learn more and register at the UW Extension website. Several streets will be closed in Marshfield beginning on Friday at 2 p.m. for the annual Dairy Fest celebration. Streets immediately surrounding Columbia Park will be closed. This includes sections of West Blodgett, North Chestnut, West Arnold, and North Walnut. Sections of 2nd and 3rd Street will also be closed in that area. On Saturday, May 31st, streets will be closed for the parade and downtown activities beginning at 7 a.m. These include Central Avenue between Veterans Parkway and 14th Street, along with 14th Street from Central Avenue to Vine Avenue. You can find a full list of Dairy Fest activities at marshfieldchamber.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Damp and dreary today, with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp, too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Trigby Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
All of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Repeat it loud, repeat it long. That's how you turn the truth to wrong. He came down the golden stairs with a grin, sold the nation snake oil wrapped in sin, said the votes were fake, the news was too. Now the lies, the law, and the false feels true. Screens glow red in every home, echoes bouncing from the microphone. Facts erased in a sea of noise, truth drowned out by a stolen voice. Welcome to America's Ministry of Propaganda, where the louder you lie, the more they'll stand ya. Repeat it till the crowd forgets the truth was ever even said. This is how empires rot, from the inside, from the top.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Russian state media is now mocking, openly mocking Donald Trump. He had posted this thing on his Nazi-infested social media site yesterday or the day before. He said, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it wasn't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." And the Russians look at this and go, "Yeah, taco. Trump always chickens out, right? This is the new meme on Wall Street. There, it's a hot thing. I think Lawrence O'Donnell invented it, but it has become. There was a piece in the Financial Times about this yesterday morning, or maybe late last night, about Trump is taco. Trump always chickens out, and the Russians know this. They said President Trump warns Moscow until he posts the opposite tomorrow morning. Yeah, they also said that he's experiencing emotional overload. A Russian TV host went on to say, basically, Trump is destroying America for us. We should give him a medal. Seriously, I'm not making this stuff up. This is crazy. Vladimir Solovyov said the price of goods will certainly go up in the United States. The old political and global economic system is practically dead. Trump destroyed the trust. So we should build a statue to his honor. This is a major blow to the system of capitalism. A monument should be erected to him. I think he deserves at least a Sutolov medal. Not sure exactly what that is, but, sounds like probably something like the Congressional Medal of Honor. Wild stuff. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
I heard your opening remarks this morning, and I thought they were spot on. The ultra rich, though, they have a way, and they use the media to do this, of snatching up the upper middle class in particular, and getting the upper middle class to think like them, which is problematic when it comes to election time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they even get lower income people to think like them. We need tax breaks for rich people because someday I might win the lottery.
Oh yeah, well there's that. That's the extreme, but the selfishness, and so therefore, someone who makes about $150,000 a year, who went to public schools, is going to complain about some social program like. I grabbed my bootstraps and, did the Horatio Alger bit. And these people on Medicare, on Medicaid, are lazy and don't work, without realizing that a lot of those people work at Walmart for $7.25 an hour. So they have to be on food stamps and they have to get Medicaid because they don't make enough money to live.
Yeah, although Walmart does pay a little better than that. But yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I a little bit, a little bit. I don't know that they pay 15 unless it's in California and other blue states that have higher minimum wages.
Seattle
than in the red
required
state.
To pay $16 an hour. Yeah,
exactly.
In
yeah.
State.
So you know, I was also reminded, you know, this thing about flying off to Mars. Are you familiar with Edgar Allan Poe's "The Last of the Red," the Mask of the Red Death?
I'm not.
You're not. You should read it. And I taught that story when mm-hmm. I was teaching English. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching it because I would ask kids after, well, you know, when is this supposed to take place? And they'd come up, oh, 1300s, 1400s, bubonic plague. You know, when the rich people go up on the castle, way up on the top of the hill, thinking they're not going to get bubonic plague. Mm. But I would try to get kids to sort of like think outside of that. It's not just about diseases. It's also about these are the people with the money, and they want to separate themselves away from the poor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think of like when these Middle Ages castles used to get attacked, and you would have, you know, some nobleman's army attacking another old nobleman's castle, and, you know, they would let people come into the castle, the serfs, but they would have to fight, right? They would have to fight for the, yeah, and they would be the ones getting killed, too. So that's where we are right now. We've got these, I did hear Naomi Klein and a couple of other people recently talking about this idea that these ultra-rich people have in Silicon Valley, 40 miles from where I live, that somehow they're going to get through the COVID, they're going to get through the economic disasters, and they're going to get out of this stuff untouched. And if things get really bad, they're just going to jump on that rocket ship and head over to Mars yeah. and destroy that planet, which is already unlivable.
Yeah.
So something's got to stop this. This selfishness, this greed, I don't know what it is. I don't have any ideas of how to stop it. It's got to be public service announcements, something. But it's unsustainable. Yeah. How can people afford to buy things and keep the economy going?
No, I get
you
it.
You don't have enough money
it,
to buy things.
Dennis, you're getting redundant, but a great rant. Thank you very much. Spot on. Bill in Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, I heard your opening rant, and it's interesting, this tendency for the robber barons and the current administration, and Musk of them, to hoard. Freud mm-hmm. would maybe call this anal retentive,
yeah.
You know, an anal retentive. But I ask of you, make it make sense. Wouldn't you call this maybe anal expulsive behavior? Of the Trump administration and the troglodytes in these positions like Miller and, of course, some of the other fascistic goons, where the mask has been removed in that they're openly racist, openly chauvinistic. So in this, you know, but I think that selling us a... the Democratic Party that literally paved the way. The toppling of Muammar Gaddafi paves the way for Trump's expulsion of or plan to expel Palestinians to Libya, or you know, Obama's mass deportation, if you will, the record numbers at Obama. So this is the tendency of empires in their terminal decline to bounce back and forth between anal retentive and anal explosive. But I think make it make sense, would
yeah.
you?
I can't, Bill. I mean, we know that a lot of this is being driven by raw, naked racism. You know, there is a rational argument to be made for countries having borders and enforcing those borders. But, you know, there's reasonable ways to do it and brutal ways
well,
to
look,
do it. And Trump is embracing brutal.
The imperialist nation state is the problem. Don't try to sell us the Democrat. They paved the way to yeah. this openly racist regime. Thank
yeah.
you very much. Workers need their own political party, said Alice.
Yeah,
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
You're welcome, Bye. Bill. Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around. And Sean in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, man. So originally my point was going to be the audio that you played earlier about
the rich actually being addicted to wealth and material goods.
Right.
But I mean, just listening to the show so far has so much I could comment about. I could comment about how Walmart actually treats people because I'm actually a Walmart employee. Mm-hmm. I could comment about so many things that you could take your
pick. Pick something, Sean.
I will say, go ahead.
No, pick something. I mean,
okay, well, look, man, look, I could defend Walmart, but I could also knock Walmart. They're like, Walmart pays me a pretty good wage to work at a distribution center. Mm-hmm. They're paying me almost $30 an hour now, so I can't complain about that.
Yeah,
but they also do certain things like, okay, Memorial Day. We don't get Memorial Day off if it's our scheduled day of work. Mm-hmm. Or Christmas. If we're off on Christmas, which we are at a distribution center, we don't get paid for Christmas. We have to use our PTO time in order to get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
But another point, going back to the wealthy and the billionaire class and being addicts, is like, I think you mentioned something about hoarders maybe being 2-5% of the population.
Yeah.
And I think it might actually be higher than that, because I can see it even in signs of my own, like, not immediate family, but, you know, and like father-in-law, blah, blah, blah. I can see signs of just like,
well, these are not just collectors. I mean, I've got 6,000 right. books in my office. And my wife
That's
would say
I'm
that
saying.
I'm hoarding.
Like, I feel like everybody.
This goes way beyond people who are collectors. This is people who are suffering from a pathology, a psychopathology that disrupts their lives.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%, but it disrupts everybody's lives because they have it on such a more massive
scale. Well, that's
than
the point. When rich people have hoarding syndrome, it damages society. When regular people have hoarding syndrome, it damages them. And that's a really important distinction. Sean, thank you for making it. Appreciate the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls next time.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a recent report from Georgia, we told you about voters contesting a mass voter eligibility challenge by election group True the Vote. In another 11th Circuit courtroom that same week, a group of black voters challenged the voting districts for Metro Atlanta. The Georgia Recorder reports that a judge ruled in 2021 that after the 2020 U.S. Census, the Georgia legislature failed to account for the growth of black voters in metro Atlanta and needed to include additional majority-minority congressional, state house, and state senate districts. The current suit before a three-judge appeals panel contends that the court-ordered maps drawn by the legislature in 2023 may not have met the judge's requirements and instead kept the status quo. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's brief contends that the Voting Rights Act Section 2 should no longer be in use. He argues that the plaintiffs must prove that the motivation for the maps was racial discrimination, not legal under the federal VRA, and not for partisan political reasons, which the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled is inherently a state issue. Anti-voter arguments citing the Equal Protection Clause and it was political, not racial gerrymandering, are increasing in an effort to neutralize VRA protections for minority voters. Expect an opinion in the case in the coming months. We have more on the long history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So you were mentioning earlier about the, if I can rephrase it, if I understood correctly, the mental illness that is crippling this nation. And I know you were referring to Trump, but then we also got to refer to MAGA. And
well, I think Trump has a different mental illness. I don't think he has hoarding syndrome, although it's possible. I think he's more just, you know, your generic narcissistic psychopath, which is also a mental illness that's destroying America. But I'm concerned about the guys who are funding him. They are the ones who have the hoarding syndrome, in my opinion.
Right. But then what it prompted me to call you about, I'm sure you heard the story, MAGA James Comer, who called James Comey trying to get him into, I don't know if they had the hearing yet, but because of a picture that Comey supposedly...
E-647, taken,
Right, exactly. Now, what's so foolish is that, first, when I first saw the picture, I'm like, you're some... peening a guy for a bunch of seashells, and then when they pointed out about what was written with the seashells, 8647, I'm like, so? I mean, what does this mean? And then you hear Comer saying that that's a call for the president's head.
Yeah, it's
you
not.
Know, in so many words.
86 is restaurant slang for return this plate to the kitchen, or we're out.
Yeah, Right. Thank you. You've been reading my mind, Tom. I was about to point that out, what age has always been meaning, or if you've been watching the culinary competition, like Hell's Kitchen, if someone is eliminated from the competition,
they get 86.
Yeah. But no,
but it doesn't
way,
mean they get killed.
Form. No, it no. doesn't. It
no, this
does
is this
not.
Is manufactured that outrage. Is. This is the right's favorite thing, Michael. I mean, this, you know, think back to Obama wearing a tan suit or holding a coffee cup when he saluted the guy at the helicopter. You know, they find some little thing to get hysterical about. They tear their garments and you know, cover themselves in ashes and scream and yell and cry and whine. And, oh, we're such victims, and, oh, these people are so terrible, and, oh, Jim Comey wants to kill Trump, and, all, you know, and it's all BS. It's all performance
art. It is BS, and that number could have had so many means. It could have meant class of 86, total 47 graduates, or if you go in the game show, in the game show world, and we see the challenge running the classic game shows back in the day, how many prizes have totaled $8,647.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that. I mean, we just have to acknowledge, and Jim Comey did acknowledge that what it meant was, you're out of here, Trump. But it obviously did not mean he was dying. Michael, thank you for pointing that out. Beverly in Beaumont, Texas. Hey, Beverly, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
You and Robert Reich have similar economic messages,
mm-hmm.
which we need so badly. I heard that economic messages were beating even Democratic messages on posters. I would wonder whether you and he, because he is measuring the effectiveness of his economic ads, and now they're at the point where they're changing about 5% of right-wingers away from Trump.
Wow.
I think y'all are such wordsmiths. And you have the history, and you know this. And if you two could get together to come up with very succinct messages and perhaps even display your ideas in the form of posters so that we would have that economic, you know, just as strong as it could possibly be, even measured as Robert
mm-hmm.
is doing. And then before the upcoming No Kings Day, I was wondering if your fundraiser for the closed caption was successful, how much more fundraising would you need to get transcripts of your programs? Because I think so much of it is economic-based, plus other, you know, yeah. other great messages could be gleaned from it. And right now on YouTube and other places where I search on, I don't, you know, I get your material. I haven't been able to yet pay for it. But if you could provide a transcript too, then we could also
yeah.
create our own.
I don't have those, but my daily take is over at HartmanReport.com every day. It's completely free, so you could check that out. Beverly, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour. Is America facing down a new dark age, an age of darkness? Stick around. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it has killed a top Hamas commander, Mohammed Sinwar. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
One of the masterminds of October 7th, those terror attacks back in 2023. He's also risen through the ranks.
Elon Musk is critical of the Trump budget bill passed last week by the House.
You know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
Musk has been leading the charge to slash the government. He spoke to CBS Sunday morning. The Trump administration says it's going to impose visa restrictions on foreign officials who it says are censoring U.S. companies and citizens abroad. Folks who live near the Arkansas prison where a murderer escaped last weekend are on edge.
The town's kind of, everybody's hunked down. I think it kind of spooked some people.
The escapee, a former police chief, walked out wearing mock officer's clothing. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
James.